The Red River Farm Network Parade of Champions celebrates 4-H and FFA across the region. This effort is sponsored in part by Egg Country Farm Credit Services, Minnesota Corn Growers Association, and NDFB. This week, we talk with Jacob Arnold of Esmond, North Dakota. So let's start off. Tell me a little bit about yourself and your involvement with the respective agricultural organizations that you are involved in, whether it be 4-H, FFA, or both.
My parents, as well as myself and sister, have a Black Angus cow-calf operation just south of Esmond. So I just graduated from Mattock Public School, and throughout my time in high school, I was, you know, involved in Farmers Union, 4-H, and FFA were my main organizations. And through these organizations, I was lucky enough to serve the Mattock A.S. Gibbons FFA chapter as president for 2 years, and then I'm currently a state North Dakota 4-H ambassador. So just advocating for agriculture and all that has to do with it has been my passion, I guess, throughout high school and my early adulthood.
And of course, by being involved with those respective organizations, especially 4-H and FFA, you've had many opportunities over the year, Jacob, to not only show livestock, but just compete in different events and all the projects that go along with that. So tell me about some of the highlights from your 4-H and FFA careers, and particularly some of the different livestock that you've been able to show throughout the years.
Yeah, so I've been, you know, like every young farm and ranch kid, I started showing early. I started showing just a calf off the farm. And over the years, I started showing market steers, breeding animals, and cow-calf pairs. But then I decided that wasn't enough, so I expanded my my showing and my livestock projects into a little more, which ended up including showing sheep, goats, pigs, and somehow I even got horses in there. But I just, you know, started with something small and just expanded my horizons. And other than the showing aspect of being involved in livestock, I was being involved in 4-H and FFA gave me the chance to participate in livestock judging and other competitions, which, you know, really helped grow my knowledge of the agricultural industry and animal science in general, I guess.
With not having a lot of the county fairs out there this year, and of course the cancellation of the North Dakota State Fair, this certainly makes for some very unusual times. What were you looking forward to this year, and have you found any opportunities to maybe supplement those events that were canceled?
Yeah, so there was a lot I was looking forward to this year. I actually had a market steer that I found this year, and I was really excited for him. I put in, you know, a lot of money, time, and just, you know, commitment in general. Like, you know, all of us do, you know, to prepare our animals for the show season. We raised our own show pigs this year, so and they turned out really nice. So I was curious to see how they were, you know, going to do not only at the county level, but at the state fair, if that was something that I would have done. But, you know, we had at the local level, we had kind of like a tour of our farm. So we still got to show off our project. It wasn't the same, but we still got the opportunity to show off kind of what we did. So, you know, there was that. But, you know, I was also, other than the showing at the county and state fair, there was also like state FFA conventions and CD events that, you know, we were looking forward to, but just didn't happen. But, you know, families and communities around the state have worked hard to create little shows in different places. And I wasn't able to be a part of those because of other commitments, but I feel that it was a great opportunity for those that, you know, had the time to show off their hard work, you know.
Well, as you do near the end and final years of your 4-H and FFA careers, what advice would you offer for younger members or those just starting to get started and with their livestock projects? What have you learned over the years?
Yeah, so I have a I have a lot of advice for the younger generations, I guess, and, you know, even people my age as they go into going into something different, I guess. My advice would just be to fight for everything you believe in. Take every opportunity and don't let fear or people, you know, stop you from taking those once-in-a-lifetime opportunities. Find that breaking point, set those goals, and just go for it, you know. For me, it was traveling across the country to Washington, D.C., by myself, going into a group of strangers for an FFA conference. So, yes, there's a lot of fear that may come into these things, but let me tell you, if we embrace the fear, you step outside of your comfort zone, it is definitely worth it. So just, you know, take advantage of everything because time goes by so fast and you never know when that opportunity will no longer be at your advantage or you'll be able to take that. So.
Well, and as we talk about life and all of its lessons that come along the way, tell me more about your future plans, Jacob, a college, career, you name it.
Yeah, so my future plans are a little bit different than those who come from such an agriculture background like myself. I plan to attend Grand Canyon University in Arizona for nursing and government. So after college, I do plan to come back to North Dakota to, if so, maybe use my nursing degree to advocate for rural health care, if that's where I belong. Or maybe I'll use my government degree to create policy and reforms that, you know, work for every North Dakotan and actually work for the North Dakota farmer and rancher, because I think that's so important, you know, especially in today's society. But I guess I just think I'm a good example for people who have been in agriculture their whole life, but, you know, want to extend and do something different. So, you know, that kind of goes with me encouraging people to go outside of their comfort zone, pursue their dream, but also still remembering, you know, what brought you to your successes and where you rooted from the beginning. So, you know, for me, there's, even though I'm pursuing something different, there's no doubt that 4-H, FFA, and, you know, agriculture in general has really grown me to be the person I am today. And I plan to always, no matter what I pursue in my career path, I plan to always dedicate part of that to agriculture.
This salute to our next generation, sponsored in part by the North Dakota Grain Growers Association, Associated Milk Producers Incorporated, and the Minnesota Farmers Union.